To the Court of Criminal Appeal now, which has declared that the conviction of a man for killing his 19-year-old neighbour over four decades ago was a miscarriage of justice. In 2010, Martin Conmee, who is 61 years of age, was acquitted of the manslaughter of Una Linsky 38 years after he was jailed for 3 years for the offence. Following the verdict this morning, Mr. Conmee gave this reaction.
I have gone through a very difficult life being accused of a crime I'm completely innocent of. It has affected my health and has been difficult to get through most days. I have had to watch my two friends who were accused with me suffer as well for something they were innocent of, one of which has lost his life. I am delighted that the decision of the court today has totally cleared my name. Thank you very much.
Martin Conmee there reacting to that judgment at the Court of Criminal Appeal. We can speak now to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, Martin Conmee there saying that he's had a very difficult life, accused of a crime he was totally innocent of.
That's right. Martin Conmee and his friend Dick Donnelly were convicted of Una Linsky's manslaughter in 1972. A third man who was also suspected of being involved, he was abducted and killed by Ms. Linsky's brothers, Sean and James, and a cousin, John Gohan, 9 days after her body was discovered in the Dublin Mountains. Now, Dick Donnelly's conviction was quashed in 1973, but Mr. Conmee's conviction was not, and he served 3 years in prison, and his conviction was not overturned until 2010. Essentially, the Court of Criminal Appeal found at that stage that original statements from prosecution witnesses were not disclosed to the defence. These statements favoured the defence and they were inconsistent, radically inconsistent, the court found, with later statements that were relied on in court. These statements that were heard in evidence at the trial placed Mr. Conmee and Mr. Donnelly in a certain area during the 15-minute period in which Una Linsky disappeared after she stepped off a bus from Dublin and started to go home. Original statements from the prosecution witnesses, only one of those original witnesses is still alive, and he, the Court of Criminal Appeal said in its ruling today, gives an account of having been severely and unlawfully pressurised by the Gardaí to make the altered statements, and his account includes allegations of physical assault, and the judgment says that no other explanation for the changed statements was put forward by the state. So the court concluded that a miscarriage of justice had been established in the present case. It found, to quote earlier judgments, that there had been a grave defect in the administration of justice brought about by members of the state. It said that the three original statements of the prosecution witnesses were suppressed by a person unknown but connected with the prosecution, and that amounted to a miscarriage of justice.
Okay, if we look at a separate case, a distressing case underway at the High Court, where the court has been asked to grant an order to the HSE allowing doctors not to resuscitate a terminally ill 9-month baby if her condition deteriorates.
Yes, well, this case first came before the courts last month, and the HSE wants the High Court president to allow them not to administer CPR or ventilation if the child's condition gets worse. The baby is suffering from a genetic condition for which there is no known cure or treatment, and babies with such conditions are not expected to survive past 12 months. Now, the baby's parents are opposing this application. The court was told they were 100% dedicated to their child. They have the greatest admiration. The doctor said today they had the greatest admiration for the parents and their families for the love and support they've given to this child. The court has been told they're hoping for a miracle. They've been with the baby every day. And the mother has said that she wants to do everything in her power to give her child the love, comfort and care the child deserves. And she says the baby does not deserve to die. The mother's belief is that if the baby needs resuscitation, the baby should be given resuscitation. Barrister Paul Anthony McDermott for the HSE told the court today that CPR or resuscitation or ventilation for a very young baby is very different from the kind of treatment an adult in similar circumstances would receive. It's very invasive and very aggressive, and the doctors do not believe it would be in the best interests of the child to give this treatment. The case had been adjourned to allow an independent medical expert to assess the child, and the court heard from his report today. He said it was hard to argue that the best interests of the child would be served by such invasive treatment. He said the benefits were hard to identify. He said if resuscitation and ventilation had to be carried out, then it would mean the baby's condition had deteriorated, and he said such invasive treatment would not prolong her life for long, and that's something the parents disagree with. At the moment, the High Court president is hearing medical evidence from various doctors involved in treating the baby, and he's hoping to hear from the experts that have provided reports. He's going to continue hearing evidence this afternoon and possibly tomorrow.